Okay, so we've been talking about how to work with the body when it is getting old and dying. And you can really see how the more attachment we have, the more difficult it is. And especially in our society where we really idolize youth and good looks, then it really encourages that kind of attachment. So then as people age, it's like, I'm doing what you're not supposed to do. Of course, it's a completely natural process, but everybody thinks something's wrong with me because I'm doing what's totally natural. So as a result, better dye my hair, better have a facelift, you know, better do the liposuction. I'm surprised now, you know, in Coeur d'Alene, when I went like to talk there last time, all these billboards for having liposuction, you know, where they suction out your fat, you know, or then you have to have like some, you know, your stomach stapled. That sounds like fun. or, you know, you have to go to the gym, and then of course you have to get the right clothes to wear to the gym. So you get into this whole thing of total dissatisfaction by being attached to the body. And the more attachment we have to our body when we're young, the more difficult it is to age. And we are encouraged to be attached to our body, to its appearance. Here I'm talking more about the appearance aspect and the attachment to the appearance being making aging difficult, but also when we're very attached to our body doing what we want it to do, that also makes aging and sickness difficult because our body doesn't always do what we want it to do, does it? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that detachment means you just throw up your hands and say, I don't care, okay, and you don't take care of your body. But I'm not talking to anybody in particular. And I'm not saying that you go to the other extreme and dwell on your body all the time, getting so anxious about it. But again, I'm not talking to anybody in particular. Because we all suffer from these two extremes, don't we? So, you know, it's very important to keep the body healthy, to keep the body clean, to use it to practice, but not with attachment. And then when it breaks down and it becomes less attractive and it doesn't work as well as you want, then what I think is very important is to think, how can I age gracefully? And how can I be sick gracefully? Okay. Now, gracefully doesn't apply just to ballerinas. Okay, because some of us can be klutzes. I volunteer. But we can still age and be sick gracefully. Okay. And by gracefully, I mean with acceptance that this is the situation of having the body. And with acceptance that we need that. We may not look as we would like to look, you know? And that we may need other people's help that we didn't need before, you know? Because I think about this, you know, when you start becoming incontinent, yeah? Or when you can't take a bath by yourself, or different things like this, which are going to happen unless we die first, you know? So then how can we do this in a graceful way, in a way that benefits ourselves and benefits other people? Because so often other people genuinely want to help us, but we feel ashamed of our body or ashamed of our incapacity to regulate our body in the way we used to be, and so we push away help that we need, or we feel embarrassed when we accept the help. And here is where I think that having a good sense of humor is really important. You know, it's like, okay, when we get to the point of, you know, you need, what's the polite word for an adult diaper?
Depends.
What?
Depends.
Depends. Okay. Because I talk about it with my dad, but I don't know the right word. Depends. Okay. So you need a depends. Okay. But, you know, to be able, when that happens to us, to joke about it. You know, and have a sense of humor about it. Or if we need somebody's help in bathing, or, you know, in going to the bathroom, whatever. Just to have a sense of humor about it, instead of making this big I about the whole thing. Yeah, because it's the sense of I that makes so many problems, doesn't it? And that's what I'll talk about tomorrow. It's about the sense of I regarding the body. But as much as we can diminish the attachment to our appearance and our health, then we can still have whatever appearance we have and take good care of our health. But it becomes much easier as we age and as the body goes through the natural process of aging and illness and eventually death.